This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Easter Monday. First posted March 24, 2008. Psalm 105:1-7. Thanksgiving for our salvation. Paraphrase. Let us give thanks to our Lord, and always call upon Him. Let us make known to all people His wonderful works, singing to Him and praising Him and exalting His holy name for His great deeds. Let those whose hearts seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord, His help and His presence continually. Let us, the offspring of Abraham, the Lord's servant, and the children of Jacob, God's chosen ones, recall His wonderful works and His great justice on our behalf. The Lord is our God, and He rules over all the earth. Commentary: The Lord has blessed us all in so many ways. He has given us life in this world, and all the things we need to have a good life. The bad things in this life are not God's doing, they're the result of our sin, disobedience of God's word. The reason that some people don't have enough of the resources God has given us is because of our unfair distribution of them. God allows sin so that we will have the freedom to learn by trial and error that God's way, His judgment, is our best interest, and so that we can freely choose whether to trust and obey God or not. This lifetime is our opportunity to seek and find God and to learn to trust and obey God. Acts 17:26-27. This lifetime is our opportunity to be reborn, John 3:3-5-8, to spiritual eternal life. God has intended from the very beginning of creation to establish an eternal kingdom of His people who willingly trust and obey God. God has designed creation knowing that if given freedom we would choose to follow our own will instead of God's will. We have all sinned, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. The penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. Jesus is God's only provision for forgiveness of our sins and our salvation from eternal death, Romans 5:8, Acts 4:12, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus has been designed into the structure of this creation, John 1:1-5:14. Only through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus can we find and come into fellowship with God, John 14:6. Only through obedient trust in Jesus can we be reborn to eternal life, John 14:15-17, by the gift of His indwelling Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Forgiveness and salvation are our greatest need, and God has provided them before we were aware of and acknowledged our need. Forgiveness and salvation are freely given to all who are willing to accept them through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:8-9. If we have truly been forgiven, saved and reborn, we will continually give thanks and praise to our Lord and exalt His holy name. We will seek His presence and help. We will make known to others what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. Are we seeking the Lord and relying on His help and providence, or are we relying on our human strength and ability, and our accumulation of material resources? Do we realize and acknowledge the great things God has done for us, or do we take credit ourselves for our successes and blame God for our troubles? There is a day of judgment coming, within our lifetimes, when we will be accountable to Jesus Christ, Matthew 28:18, for what we have done in this lifetime, which will determine where we will spend eternity, Matthew 25:31-46. God's Word, the Bible, and the Living Word, Jesus Christ, the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's Word, lived in this world in human flesh, John 1:1-5:14, is the standard by which all will be judged. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.